Therefore, I implore you to abandon this harmful path and pursue a righteous form of ambition, which is a fierce and intense force, even more heated than any fire, thereby attaining formidable rewards. This is how Paul used to guide those of Jewish origin toward the faith, stating, "If in any way I might stir up jealousy among those who are my kin and save some of them." For one whose ambition is like what Paul hoped for, does not feel upset when seeing others gain respect, but rather when they see themselves lagging behind. The jealous individual, on the other hand, feels discomfort at the sight of another's success. They are a kind of drone, sabotaging the efforts of others, never striving to rise themselves, but resenting when they see someone else advance, doing everything they can to pull them down. To what, then, might one compare this emotion? To me, it's like a sluggish, fat-laden ass yoked to a winged racehorse, unwilling to take flight, but attempting to anchor the other with the weight of their body. For the jealous man cares not to escape his own deep slumber, but puts in efforts to undermine and pull down the one that's striving for heaven, becoming a perfect imitator of the devil. As he too, witnessing man in paradise, didn't aim to change his own condition, but to drive man out of paradise. Even later, seeing man ascend to heaven and the others aiming for it, he persisted in his plan, sabotaging those who are striving for it, thereby stoking his own furnace of torment more fervently. This always happens. The envied person, if watchful, becomes more prominent, while the envious one compiles more miseries for themselves. This is how Joseph became prominent. So did Aaron the priest. The jealousy of others led God to endorse him repeatedly, and it brought about the blossoming of Aaron's staff. This is how Jacob accumulated his vast wealth and numerous blessings. Thus, the jealous harm themselves with countless sorrows. As we know all these things, let us avoid such jealousy. Why, tell me, are you envious? Because your brother has received spiritual grace? And from whom did he receive it? Answer me. Was it not from God? Unquestionably, he is the one you're exhibiting hostility towards. He is the one bestowing the gift. Do you see where this malice leads, what type of climax it's providing to your sins, and how deep the pit of retribution it's forcing upon you?